This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, as we study 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Leroy relives the anguish of a battle fought in vain and draws a powerful lesson for today. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Not long ago, our public television station aired a program about one of the battles in the South Pacific during World War II. It showed actual film footage of the U.S. Marines and the Japanese Army in combat. As a young Marine, I had been in that particular battle and fought alongside the men shown in the film. As I watched it, it brought to mind an official document I had read several years before. This document analyzed the battle from the moment we hit the beach until the island was secured. When I got to the last page and the last paragraph of that document, I read something that made me sick. In fact, I became so shaky, I got out of my chair and sat down on the floor. I was chilled, then hot, and very nauseated. What I read was the government's conclusion that the battle had been fought in vain. It had accomplished nothing of strategic importance and had been, in fact, a mistake. And sitting there on the floor, feeling weak and ill, I could see in my mind those hundreds of slain Marines, as well as hundreds of young Japanese soldiers who had died in vain in a battle that didn't really matter. But right then, the Lord brought a verse of the Bible to my mind. It was 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." While that particular battle in the Pacific may have been useless, God's promise is that our lives as Christians will not be lived in vain. It may seem to you today that you're banging your head against a brick wall, that nothing is going right in the Sunday school or the women's ministry or the men's brotherhood, but let me encourage you to stay at it. Don't give up. Why? Because the Bible says that whatever you're doing for Christ matters. There will never be written over your life, "It was all in vain." God promises that will never happen. Whatever you do for the Lord is worthwhile. When you put in your 8 hours on the job, having worked as unto the Lord, it is not in vain. When you reach out to your friends and family with the gospel, even if they refuse to listen, it is not in vain. The Bible is God's official document evaluating all that you do for Him. And the final word is in. Your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to Daily Walk, the Navigator's monthly devotional guide. Daily Walk is filled with practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, are most Christians in the cheering section watching their pastors play the game? We'll investigate the problem on Daily Discipleship.